Shetta Bile, good morning and thanks for joining us. In our top stories, the Women's National Basketball Team of Cameroon has qualified for the 27th edition of the Women's Afro Basket Tournament in Côte d'Ivoire following their 67-50 points victory over DR Congo in Kinshasa this Wednesday. And Lekie Football Girls and Tepe Mazembe will this Friday clash in Kinshasa for the lone ticket of the Unifac Zonal Qualifiers for the CAF Women's Champions League. The Women's National Basketball Team of Cameroon is through to the final phase of the 27th edition of the Women's Afro Basket Tournament, set to take place in Côte d'Ivoire from July 25th to August 3rd, 2025. The Basketball Lionesses secured their qualification ticket for the continental event after defeating the Democratic Republic of Congo by 67-50 in the return leg of the Afro Basket qualifiers in Kinshasa yesterday. Cameroon also won the first leg by 75 points to 49. Lekie Football Girls and Tout Puissant Mazembe will this Friday tussle for the lone ticket of the Unifac Women's CAF Champions League qualifier. The match set to take place at the Stade de Mati in Kinshasa is a must-win for Lekie girls following their goalless draw with CSM Diable Noir in the tournament yesterday. Harrison Ashu, Tiku reports.
Following the goalless draw with CSM Diable Noir this Wednesday, Coach Stéphane Zana and his girls must win Tepe Mazembe in the next match to be able to secure the ticket to the final phase of the CAF Women's Champions League to take place in Algeria. With just one club expected to advance from the ongoing UNIFAC qualifiers in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Raisa Nanga and her teammates stand the chance of cementing their leadership position in the four-club tournament with a win against the host club. Lekie FIU opened their campaign in the competition on Monday with a 5-0 spanking of Atlantique Feminino of Equatorial Guinea, and they have not conceded a goal in their two outings so far. If the Yaoundé-based club beats Tepe Mazembe this Friday, they will become the first Cameroonian female club to qualify for the final phase of the CAF Women's Champions League.
Thank you, Harrison Ashu Tiku. And on to holiday championship news. The 2024 edition of the Senegal Maritime Excellence Days is currently underway in Edea. The tournament launched last Monday by the representative of the Minister of Transport through a draw ceremony offers youth from the 11 subdivisions that make up the Senegal Maritime a platform to showcase their talents in diverse activities, including sports, education, and agriculture. Details with Rene Kache.
From agriculture to education, social welfare, and especially sports, the Senegal Maritime Excellence Days have become a platform for unity, growth, and the celebration of outstanding contribution by youths across various sectors in the division. At the heart of the event, which is an initiative of the Fondation La Main Tendue, led by Transport Minister Jean-Ernest Masenangale Bibehe, is the promotion of sports, particularly football, as a unifying force. The football tournament is already generating excitement with 11 teams representing the 11 subdivisions of the Senegal Maritime, notably Edea 1, Edea 2, Mwanko, Dibamba, Dizangue, Ngwe, Masok, Songlulu, Puma, Nyanong, and Dome. In addition to sports, the Excellence Days also highlight achievements in agriculture, health, and education. The event serves as a key moment to honor young people who have distinguished themselves throughout the year. From young farmers innovating in agriculture to students excelling academically, the celebration recognizes the diverse contributions of youths in ensuring the continued development of the division. Particular attention is also given to health and social solidarity initiatives, with efforts aimed at improving access to health care and supporting the most vulnerable members of society. The Senegal Maritime Excellence Days will culminate in a grand ceremony this Saturday that will bring together sons and daughters of the division as well as local elites. Among the notable figures expected to attend are football legends Samuel Etofis and Rigobert Song Bahanak, both celebrated not just for their athletic prowess but also for their continued contributions to the growth of football and youth development in Cameroon. Rene Kache, CRTV News, Edea.
The sixth edition of the holiday sports activities organized annually by the Presidential Guards has ended in Yaoundé with 1,675 boys and girls participating and backing home medals and attestations. The closing ceremony held last weekend was presided over by the commander of the Presidential Guards, Colonel Beko Abondo Raymond Jean-Charles, in the presence of Cameroon's roving ambassador, Albert Roger Miller. Ben Collins, New Eberewo, has the details.
1,675 boys and girls aged between 12 and 16 years were grouped in 21 training programs. For the past 8 weeks, the children worked every Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays from 8 a.m. to 12 noon under 140 military and civilian coaches at the multi-sports complex of the Presidential Guard Camp in Milen Yaoundé and at the JP Mounted Squadron Camp Yeyap Mosa. A moment to promote peaceful coexistence and civic values among the young stars. The children are returning to their homes with different skills acquired.
My name is Fatimatu Wabi Yasmin. The activities are very good and educative. I knew how to draw, but now I know how to draw more, how to put details on it, and how to paint.
My name is Tamko Fuji Gabriel. I am doing self-defense. My holidays here was good. I've learned many things here in self-defense. We learn how to defend ourselves, and when somebody is coming, you have to block and put him down.
During the closing ceremony, some children recited what they learned.
Cameroon, oh Cameroon, your majesty is there, a land of wonder and beauty, a place we hold dear. I love my country, Cameroon.
The closing ceremony punctuated by sketches and music from the four cultural zones of Cameroon kept the mammoth crowd at the Presidential Guard Camp in Milen Yaoundé on their feet. With the curtains of the sixth edition of Holiday Sports Activities drawn, another rendezvous has been taken for 2025.
Ben Collins, New Eberewo. In more holiday championship news, the Ngokotunja Divisional Unity and Peace Tournament has ended in Dop with more than 6 million francs distributed to all the participating teams from the three subdivisions of Ngokotunja Division. The organizers of the tournament, Honorable Njigum Musa, Questor at the National Assembly and an illustrious elite, Sylvester Mo Tangong, said their aim is to promote peace and unity in the crisis-stricken Ngokotunja Division. Kode Ndofuke Olivier reports from CRTV Northwest in Bamenda.
The ongoing sociopolitical crisis in the region is gradually changing the narrative in Ngokotunja Division thanks to the yearly volleyball, handball, basketball, and football tournament that bring together participating teams from the three subdivisions of Babesi, Palekumbad, and Dob Central. The organizer of the Ngokotunja Divisional Unity Sports Peace Tournament, Honorable Njingo Musa, questor at the National Assembly with huge support from an illustrious elite of the division, Mr. Mo Sylvester Tangong, underscored that the aim of the tournament is to promote peace and unity in Ngokotunja Division, which is suffering from the ugly phase of the sociopolitical crisis.
Football, handball is a uniting factor and can promote peace and unity within the community. And I want to thank my brother, Mo Sylvester.
To the senior divisional officer of Ngokotunja, Kweton Anderson, the competition is a symbol of the community's desire for peace and harmony.
I feel happy and satisfied for this great day.
Prizes were awarded to winners and all the participating teams for back-to-school support. Kode Ndofuke Olivier, CRTV News, Bamenda.
That puts a cap on today's edition of the 7:30 a.m. sports news, in which you heard that the Women's National Basketball Team of Cameroon has qualified for the 27th edition of the Women's Afrobasket Tournament in Côte d'Ivoire following their 67-50 points victory over DR Congo in Kinshasa this Wednesday. And Lekki Football Girls and Tepe Mazembe will this Friday clash in Kinshasa for the lone ticket of the UNIFAC Zonal Qualifiers for the CAF Women's Champions League. For presentation, I have been Marcel Mfochie. Back to you, Sheta.